Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Today, the 11th of August, 7:05 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live throughout the world at KCNR1460.com. The news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. In fact, they're going to be here this morning. We can talk about what's going on in the latest about what's going on at Shasta Regional, but also about what's happening with our COVID. And speaking of COVID, I'm here with Ashley. Good morning. You can give us the weather and a COVID update.
Which do you want first?
Weather.
Probably the good news
weather,
first.
Weather impacts them more right now than than COVID does. Maybe if I had it, I might say that, look at it differently.
We are looking at 75 degrees outside right now with a high near 100 today, which is a little bit cooler than yesterday, which will be nice. But we will have some a little bit of wind this afternoon coming from the south, 8 to 13 miles per hour, not too much. Gusts could get a little higher overnight, though, with a low near 65 degrees. Tomorrow will be a little bit cooler than today. Today we're looking at 100. Wednesday we're looking at 97. Thursday we're back up to 100. And then miserable for Friday into the weekend.
Well, good. Something to look forward to.
Always.
Oh, yeah. thank you. And the weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793.
So if we are looking at COVID numbers, numbers are of course, going up. It's not physically possible for them to go down, but we've had 26,000 tests to date. And we did 2,400 over the weekend, and we got 41 new cases over the weekend.
That's for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So it wasn't like 41 in one day.
No. They're lumping the weekends together now. And so they released this information yesterday.
Two people hospitalized at this point?
Yes. Two hospitalized in Chester County, one in intensive care. There are almost 300 in quarantine. And 38 in isolation, 409 in isolation to date.
Okay. And that means all the rest. How many people have we had recovered? Does it have that in there? That's had it.
Obviously
the vast majority.
Yeah.
Everybody.
We've had 459 total confirmed cases and 40 active cases. So doing the math, about 420 people recovered or asymptomatic to begin with.
Okay. And we've had 10 die. Mm-hmm. Since this has begun, out of all the cases, so over 26,000, 10. You know, our number is
fewer than two a month.
Oh yeah, and I'm not going to get into underlying conditions because we all know there is. But I looked at those numbers today, and they ranged from teenagers all the way up into their 80s.
There were 10 people under 13 years old, and 3 people in their 80s just from this weekend who tested positive.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here with Ryan Old from Turtle Bay.
Hey, morning, Carl.
You know, one day you're going to bring a turtle in. I'm just waiting.
That's true. We haven't brought Mojave in. I mean, he's a tortoise, but I thought we'd brought him in once.
I want you to bring that 300-pound one in.
Okay.
Bring it in on a lift truck and all this, and then we'll watch Mojave just, you know, look around.
Now I have to do a disclaimer that we don't have a 300-pound turtle.
I know. They don't have a 300-pound turtle. I have, I think I've told you stories before about it's a desert tortoise, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happened, they're thoroughly protected out there on 29 Palms in the Marine base.
Yeah.
And all of our maneuvering area, people are just charging through tanks, Amtraks, you know, Humvees, people are moving, helicopters coming over, and you get to like two areas. And then everybody makes a left turn and goes like 300 yards, makes a right turn, and the attack begins again.
Because
this is like a turtle crossing place. And dare you not touch a turtle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's horrible the things they will do to you. If somebody, you know, touches a turtle, harasses a turtle, looks at a turtle. Oh, my God. Anyway.
Hopefully it's not that quite that bad.
It's not. Yeah. No. Oh, no. No, no. I mean, it's we. Oh, no. Like I said, it's funny because when you go into the attack out there, okay, look, there's a turtle areas here. Wait a minute. There's a nesting thrush over there. So yeah. We got corridors here that we're going to have to wire off. Anyway, okay. So what's going on at Turtle Bay?
Yeah, well, I think hopefully many people know by now, but we are still open. We've been kind of rolling with the punches here and really just trying to make sure our guests are safe at Turtle Bay, which has meant, unfortunately, we had to close our indoor areas, but we do have all of our outdoor programs and opportunities still available to you all in Reading. And knowing that this is Reading in the heat of summer, we did make a couple changes that we're excited to announce. And one, we are going to be opening an hour earlier. So we're now open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily to help you hopefully beat that heat by an extra hour. And thankfully, there is a lot of our area in the forest camp is shaded as well. And with that, since we've had to close some of those indoor areas, we're also discounting our general park admission to $5 for all ages. So usually there was those different age brackets, but right now it's $5 for everybody. And of course, if for those children that are under 3 and members, you still get in for free. But for general park admission, only $5 right now.
Okay.
So there's still a lot going on at Turtle Bay in those outdoor areas. We still have those two great playgrounds. The Parrot Playhouse is still open. We have our animal shows at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. And then our animal team really pulled together and they did some fun forest camp games. We have a scavenger hunt, a photo hunt, a migration game they set up, and then we hide some hidden turtles in the morning. We have these kind of turtle toys that we hide around the park. So just to make some more fun interactive games for families that are coming over to the park. Yeah.
So these aren't real turtles, huh?
No, these ones aren't real.
I just want to know one thing. Are you putting sunscreen on the animals out there for the shows?
Well, not for the shows, but their enclosures are shaded. We think about them. But people do.
Yeah.
Well, and that...
I've been out there during the heat of the summer.
Yeah.
And, I mean... But you've got, you know, it's shaded in there. You've got stuff like this. And the animals are, they know it's hot, but, you know, they don't know it's like 110.
Yeah.
But, the thing that I always enjoy is there's always one of them, at least one, that just says, no. You know, I mean, they just say, no, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to fly across over everybody's head, or I'm not going to dig here, or... I ain't climbing that tree.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always one of them. And the way that your trainers handle it is just wonderful. I mean, they give them a couple of chances. Like, wow, we're just not going to, you know.
Well, and I think that's where it's different about, like, an animal show that is for education and for using those natural behaviors that they show in the wild. It isn't tricks. It isn't they're forced to do this every day. We definitely work with their willingness to be there and to show up that day because it is off-leash and free flight. So there isn't, you know, we're not forcing things. These are...
These are natural actions.
Exactly,
mannerisms of this animal. And sometimes they just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
The funniest one I ever saw was down at, I think it was at SeaWorld or someplace where they had penguins.
Oh, no.
Oh, penguins. They were clapping and you're calling this penguin's name out and they had all this food out there and the penguin walks out and looks around and turns around, you know, waddles back. And the trainer goes, let's have a round of applause. That's the furthest he's ever gone. We've been working with him for 5 years. And this is as far as we can get.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it's animals. I mean, you know, it's like kids sometimes, you know, except, you know, kids can be more devious about it. They can act like they're
totally
going to do it. Yeah, I'm eating that, Mom. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Well, and even talking with Sharon, like, a part of the reason the shows are different each year is certain years an animal just that year maybe doesn't have like the motivation to do everything it did the last year. So they adjust. It isn't like pushing the animal to do it no matter what. So that's why Whisper, there's some years that we're able to do all of her natural behaviors, and then other years, like we're giving her a break right now. But
which one's Whisper?
That's the bobcat.
Oh, the bobcat.
Yeah, yeah. So a couple years ago, she was heavily in the show. Just giving her a break right now to wait for that motivation and everything to come back.
Have you offered her more money? a new contract?
Yeah, I think for animals, more meat would probably be the better trade.
We'll bring in more delectable pieces. Maybe some exotic animals.
Yeah, maybe this is her strike or
this
something.
This is her strike. I'd like to have a little. I miss my moose meat.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Hey, I'm with Ryan Odick from Turtle Bay, and I'm just going on here. 7:15 in the morning here, 73 degrees, going up to just 100. It's going to be balmy today. This portion of the show brought to you by River Common Senior Living, the premier Northern California's premier retirement community. Gourmet Chef, they've got it all there. For more information, call Brian at 238-5981, and they can arrange more information, maybe even for you to come in and take a look at the premises there, what the living quarters look like, which are just absolutely outstanding. River Common Senior Living in the middle of Reading at 301 Hartnell Avenue. Worry less, smile more. River Common Senior Living. We'll be right back with Turtle Bay.
I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
from the Pacific Justice Institute. This is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Pacific Justice Institute offers a free seminar and a comprehensive video that will help business leaders break through this fear to legally live and share their faith with their employees, customers, and communities in ways they never would have dreamed or imagined before.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
And now, back to our show.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Tiger Show. And speaking of Tiger Show, the Tiger King.
Oh, man.
The family of the man who disappeared, Carol Larkins, I think that's her name. I've never watched the show, so I'm not sure. I think her name's Carol Larkin. They have offered a $100,000 reward for information on their brother or son, you know, because everybody thinks that she killed him and fed him to her tigers.
Oh, man.
Have you ever watched that show, The Tiger King?
We were bored enough to watch a little bit of it, sadly, I have to say.
I watched, like, Linda and I have heard all about it. We watched, like, the first 5 minutes. I said, no, this is really, you know, we're into, you know, sometimes you can watch strange stuff. But, you know, altered.
You got to have limits.
But yeah, there are limits. I have my standards, so I've never seen it. So when people talk about it, that guy had his 15 minutes of freedom. Or 15 minutes of
fame.
Hey, speaking of 15 minutes of fame, here's somebody who's had fame for 16 years, and this is Home Helpers and Sharon Clark. If you need some extra help at home, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Sharon Clark you call. She has amazing caregivers, and she's looking for amazing people to join her team. If this is something you might be interested in, give her a call at 226-8350 or go to readyandhomehelpers.com because they're looking for some more really good people to join their team to help others. It's Ready and Home Helpers. I'm here with Ryan Oldie, and he's from Turtle Bay, and we talked about the Turtle Bay is open. They've reduced their prices for people coming in. The inside exhibits, of course, aren't open, but the outside, there's so many outside things going on there.
Yeah, definitely.
And memberships. Let's talk about memberships.
Yeah, so obviously it's hard to talk about memberships a little bit right now because we're used to in the summer being able to talk about all the amazing things that you can do right now. But memberships are still so critical. And for those of us in the community that are familiar with Turtle Bay and that have been through this journey with us, know that we are doing everything we possibly can, not only to stay open, but to continue to be a resource to the community. So really, memberships in this season, we just want to encourage people to consider it like an investment in Turtle Bay's future to help us to get through this unprecedented time and the closures and the adjustments that we've had to make. So we really appreciate it. We just want to give a huge shout-out and a thank you to everyone who has re-upped or even done a new membership this year. And I'd encourage you, if you've been to Turtle Bay in the past and you're interested in going there to the future, getting a membership today really helps us to be sustained and to thrive and to be here for a long time. So these memberships are really supporting us in this season. And it's just $90 a year for a family membership. That's two adults and four kids. And it's really just $7.50 a month. So, I mean, a little bit more than a coffee a month. And you get to enjoy not only right now, because we are open, our animal show and everything going on outdoors, but we're really hoping that things can change and that it'll be safe again for our guests to come inside. And then there's so much more that comes available. So we're constantly checking the news, and we're very excited for the future. But as for right now, we just appreciate if you have a membership coming up that's about to lapse, just encouraging you to please keep supporting us because it's keeping us thriving.
Yeah, you know
right
what? They are like so many other places. We have an auction, a little gala every year that raises, you know, tens of thousands of dollars that couldn't be done this year.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, nobody's having those because you can't get together with people unless, of course, it's under the Sundial Bridge or in Sturgis, South Dakota, where there's
nobody.
Sturgis, South Dakota's got like 250,000 people.
Oh, really?
You need to wake up and read the
I guess
the news.
So.
This is the annual motorcycle rally at Sturgis, which usually draws around 500,000. They're only expecting 250,000 this time.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. It's some place to go. Just two people watch. so this is the time, if you haven't joined Turtle Bay, it's time to do it. And if you have joined and it's time to re-up, let's just do that. Now, I just saw in the paper that Turtle Bay's bought like a million lights for the lighted display that, you know, everybody's still planning on this.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I can see how you could have it. First of all, I can see how you could do it. You know, it's at night and you can say how many people can get in the, you know, into that area. So, I mean, so you could keep people moving through there. Yeah. You get your physical distancing, and you can tell them, hey, you have to wear a mask. And there's no reason not to open up. Of course, it'll be after the election, so there won't be COVID after that. CD19 will end on November 3rd. Facebook will not let me say that.
Well, so I guess we couldn't call them rumors, but it is true. There is millions of lights at Turtle Bay. I work at the admin building, and that's where they're being stored, and I can say that for a fact. But Reading Garden of Lights, we're extremely excited. It was one of the number one projects to come out of the Reading Identity Project.
Yeah.
And we've been in talks with the city, and we are going to try to – everyone's on the same page with this one, that, like, Reading needs this event. You know, after everything that – people have had to give up. This is an outdoor family event for Christmas season. And so right now, thumbs up, all green lights.
Yeah,
this it is
a great idea. And I can see so many different ways you can make it safe.
Oh, yeah,
you know, so now I have a question, though.
Yeah.
When you're putting all these LED lights up, these millions of lights, this isn't like my Christmas tree. If one goes out, they all go out.
I don't believe you've got to find
each one.
Yeah.
You've got to go test each one.
No, we've gone all out. We've gotten a company that literally, it's so funny. Like, they are professional lighting. I mean, they've like, these are the top of the line lights. I've been a part of a little bit of like the design talks and everything like that. I mean, this is going to be unbelievable. We have a few different sections. Some sections are just themed lighting that are going to move, but other lighting, other sections are actually timed to the light. So it's that truly like that light show. You're going to be going through our botanical gardens at night and then to some of your favorite Christmas songs, seeing all of these trees. It's a timed lighting. It's going to be truly that magical Christmas experience with all the other feels with, you know, hot cocoa it's going to be an amazing family event for this Christmas season.
There's going to be a live entertainment. There's going to be all types of stuff out there going on. This is going to be a huge success.
Yeah, and the dates, I have those. It's going to be November 27th through December 27th. Tickets are going to go on sale on September 1st. And one way to stay up to date, we'll have announcements on turtlebay.org, mm-hmm. but we've also created a dedicated website, readinggardenoflights.org.
Do you know how much the tickets are going to be?
That's still being decided, yeah.
Okay. So, if you're a Turtle Bay member, do you get a break on the tickets?
I'm sure we're going to work out something.
I'm sure
like
you'll
that.
Work out something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. It's going to be... like we were saying, is we have so much support from community partners that are all saying the same thing, that Reading needs an event like this that's going to become a tradition, really, that families are looking forward to. Oh, November's coming up. That means the Garden of Lights is coming up. So it's going to be that true event that brings the community together.
And it's always going to be in the evening, right? So it's not like going to be all day. So it's going to be maybe at 6 o'clock. Well, it gets dark early, so you can have it anytime.
As long as it's dark, we'll be able to see it.
As long as it's dark. So I've got some really good ideas for displays out there. I'll call Mike and let him tell me now.
Yeah.
Like raising the flag on Suribachi, you know, that one right there. And so I think that was kind of cool. But he probably just want to get into that. It seems like bunnies and rabbits and who knows what else.
Ducks. Penguins, definitely penguins.
Penguins and Santa Claus and all that. Okay. Ryan, thank you so much for being with us this morning. A lot of things going on. The big thing is Turtle Bay is still open on the outside. Yeah. They're still having their wild kingdom shows out there, their animal shows. The indoor exhibits are closed. But, you know, there's so much more out there at Turtle Bay. If you haven't joined Turtle Bay and become a member, think about it really hard. It's $90 for a family of six for that. And they don't even have to be your family of six.
Right.
You could have two kids and invite two more kids. It's okay. Turtle Bay doesn't care. And then the Festival of Lights.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yep.
You know, it's not that far away.
No, November 27th is going to be here before we know it.
Well, yeah. I'm thinking around November 3rd, Mike Warren's hair will be on fire.
Well, it's...
In fact, all of y'all's hair is going to be on fire on by the 25th.
Well, believe it or not, those millions of lights, we've actually had to roll all those to get them in a way where that you can wrap the trees easily. So we've had volunteers and staff, I mean, people... We've pulled on everybody we can to literally roll these millions of lights and check them. So if there's anyone's hairs on fire, I think we're already burning.
It's already singed.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Ryan, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you all.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, with all these things going on in the world, it's nice to know that you've got a company there that can find you the insurance at the best prices and give you financial assistance. Financial advice on your investments and everything. Are they doing what you want? Can you get a better return? There's a lot of things going on right now. A lot of things dropping, a lot of things rising. Gold's up to $2,000 an ounce right now. So, I mean, things have changed. So you're going to want really, really good advice. And that comes from Judy Maxwell and her team. She's been doing this since 1993. Give her a call at 221-0441. They're located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. This is Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with comments about things that are happening in our state and our nation.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
Our August series is called Diagnosis Writer. Each episode, we're taking a close look at identifying common but difficult problems and pinning down their solutions. September spotlights designing interesting characters with interesting skill sets.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book, now is the time to check us out. Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, 75 degrees, going up to 100 today, so it's not too bad. Today, the 11th of August, 2020, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms has been in existence for 10 years now. They've been doing a great job. Why? Customer service. I've always bought my firearms from John Bastiani and his people there. They have all the accessories I need, even though, just like everybody else, they're going through this crazy buying of so many people buying firearms. But they're keeping their shelves full. Their ammo's coming in on a regular basis there. And the gunsmithing, of course, is just outstanding. You can get classes on CCW, hunter safety, all of it. All in one-stop shopping at Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. So I've been seeing things lately, and people have written to me about what's going on down at the Veterans Hall. The Veterans Hall looks like, how can I put this? It's surrounded by homeless.
Mm-hmm.
The grounds are being defecated on. They're packed in there. How can the county who owns this building allow this to happen? It's like they don't see it maybe, or then it's just too hard. But then I fear that when you say something to them, if you write them a stern letter, they go, well, you know, it's, you know, the city has to protect this. Well, then the city says, well, it's a county building, and you get into this stuff. But whatever it is, you would think that our board of supervisors and our city council would say, you know what, let's just kind of keep this place clean. People have weddings in there. There'd be a lot of events in there before COVID. But just to turn it over to the homeless population on the outside of it is wrong. When you have to use it, I mean, you literally have to wind yourself through people to mm-hmm. get in there.
Even just parking in that area is interesting. I had my back window smashed in a couple months ago now when I was parked in that area. And I was just last week I was parked there, and I was basically just accompanying Sue so that she would have somebody yeah. in the vehicle because there were so many people around. She heard somebody threatening to carjack me. On her way back to the car, she's like, go, go, go.
Well, you know, it's too much. It's too much.
Right. It's people can't go to the post office anymore. She needed to buy stamps.
Well, and so here's the thing is how hard is it to protect that veterans hall? Because I'll tell you, a lot of elderly veterans used to use that hall
mm-hmm.
or go there for meetings. They have regular meetings there. And so this is right. This is fair. This is people that pay their taxes that, you know, expect to have, this Veterans Hall. This is a Veterans County. Shasta County honors its veterans. You know, again, only during elections do I see that when they come out and come walking around to the various veterans organizations. Steve Morgan is a veteran. I would think that Steve would be all over this. To do something about this, and if it's up to the city, then the board of supervisors needs to get after Adam McElvain, who is another veteran, and say, hey, you know what, you don't want to move them around because of COVID. You know, there's probably reasoning about that. But you got to keep that place safe. You got to move them away from that. You got to keep that place clean.
Move them where? To Caldwell Park?
No, just move them across the street. I don't care where they go. Well, you know what? I don't care, frankly, where they go. As long as they do something. I mean, they had a wedding there a few weeks ago. The family had to get there, and immediately they were just appalled at the entrance. I mean, they were washing off where people had crapped and urinated and all this, trying to get the smell away before guests came to the veterans hall. It's unsatisfactory. It's beyond unsatisfactory. It's criminal. And you know what? And people, tonight there's going to be a board of supervisors meeting. Perhaps that should be brought up for the first time. You know, the board of supervisors is actually having a meeting at night so people that work can attend their meetings. For 10 years they've been talking about that. Every candidate that's come through the station, and they all have, or every board of supervisor, a sitting member of the board, has come through here. And that question is asked, why don't you have a night session? You know, it doesn't have to be every week, but why don't you have one? And for 10 years, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Well, you know, that means we have to put people on overtime. And my question is, why? Just have them come in late that day. Or have them show up at 2 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock, and then their work day goes till, or have them show up at 5. Whatever. It's not hard. They don't have to go on overtime. I mean, this is ridiculous. Why it took 10 years. But now that they have, I applaud them. And they're actually even talking about moving the board of supervisors meeting maybe out to Bernie or some of these places that you know, are having things going on so that they can see how our board of supervisors works and what they do to earn their salary every month. Another question would be, why do you only meet 31 times during the year? Why not every week? Okay, you might be able to say, okay, on these 2 weeks, that's when we're going to do vacations for everybody. But why only 31, 32 times out of 52 weeks do they meet? They get paid for it. They used to meet that many times. What started that now that they don't?
Can I get 21 weeks of vacation every year?
Oh, they're saying, well, it's not a full-time job. Well, I tell you what, in Reading, you're getting full-time wages. If you're talking about how much money you make and what the average salary here in Reading is, that's a full-time job. Those are full-time wages, whether you believe it or not. Of course, some of them don't need that. They're doing it out of the goodness of their heart and for wanting to help the community. Seattle Police Chief resigns. And this is, her name's Carmen Best, a woman of color. She resigned after the city council approves deep budget cuts and slashes the force by 100.
How can they convince anyone to stay at this point?
Whether or not. Portland's retirement for this year is up something like, 500%. And they've already had 49, 50 of them retiring, and there's more. They think that there's many more. They just, the paperwork hasn't caught up with because they've had it. Portland's had it. But now the police chief, who seemed like she was a reasonable person, and when they said that you couldn't use, when the city council said you can't use tear gas, and she said, well, I'm pulling my people back. We can't use tear gas or pepper spray? Fine, I'm pulling my police back.
Do you want us to enforce the law or not?
I'm not going to put them in danger. We use tear gas to protect our people, not just to break up crowds, but to protect our people. And they said, well, that's just too bad. You got to find a better way. Well, see what ends up then if you can't use tear gas or non-lethal is that when you're in danger, what's your next choice? Lethal. I mean, what choice do you have? So, but a federal judge put a stay
nice
on this.
Nice words.
A federal judge put a stay on that so they could use it, and then they voted, like I said, to cut the force by 100, which is their youngest. By the way, that's your youngest officers. Those are your youngest officers because it's the newest ones that get cut first. These are ones that they have recruited from the different communities to make it more diverse that have, the latest training on how to de-escalate and all this. Well, those are the 100 those are the ones that'll go. And then they slashed the budget, and that's it. Police chief sent an email to all of her police and then to the board. That's it. I've had it.
I don't blame her.
Go your own way. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, this is KCNR Free Fire Radio, 744 in the morning, 75 degrees out there.
You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid. Hey, I'm steady. Hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost. I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you. But if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor. Cause freedom don't come free.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
You ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't hold back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that just how with that broom.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. And, gosh, 749 in the morning, 75 degrees out there, going up to 100 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition, best in the North State, 13 years in a row. They retired that belt to after that many years and just said, here, nobody's going to beat you. It's been there around since 1982. Joe Martino built Orchard Nutrition because he needed a safe organic diet when he was fighting cancer, which he won. So all of their produce is 100% certified organic, a large grocery selection, vitamins, supplements, and experts there to help you that are dietitians or experts in the vitamins, in the supplements. This is just an outstanding place to shop. And they have sandwiches down there that they make. I think that's going on again. Just a number of things that makes Orchard Nutrition the place to go to. Locally owned, locally operated. Orchard Nutrition. Oh, it's in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Okay. Oh, and I'm just kind of looked over at the chat room. And people aren't happy with me. People aren't happy with me because I haven't taken a stand. Well, I'm sorry, Les. Which stand do you want me to take? Oh, point of is to expose or lies corruption use of funds. Neutering California crime cops is coming. They're taking our cities one or two at a time. State health officer resigned. Carl, don't you get it? Oh, they don't care. That was about the border supervisors. Nah, I think they care. I think they just have to have a fire lit under them every so often. Facebook. You know, Facebook is not where I get my news, okay?
Probably wise.
I don't take my medical advice from Facebook. However, I do pass things on after I research them to people. But if you support Trump, you are a Nazi. And this is from somebody I know.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, Trump's a Nazi and his followers are Nazis. I couldn't help it. It just sucked me right in. Maybe they're trolling. I don't know, but it worked. And I said, so Trump's a Nazi, and so where are the trains, the moving people to the concentration camps? Or is that in the next term? And you know what? Two or three people said, wow, he gets elected. You're going to start seeing that in the next term. And I just, I took great joy in writing after that. So, you know, we're all Nazis. So, and then he's taken over the country and he's going to, you know, impose martial law. And I said, no, I don't believe that'll happen. People that even, you know, people who voted for Trump voted because they want liberty. They believe in the Constitution. If you don't think they won't fight for it, you're so wrong. And are you willing to fight for it? I know a lot of people who are willing to fight for it. And every one of them has guns. Every one of them has guns, and they're willing to fight for it. And then you hear this thing. Well, how do you fight against the military? You wouldn't have a chance with your little semi-automatic rifle. Well, let me tell you something.
Open the gun laws?
Open that can of worms. And let's start back 50 years ago. Remember Vietnam? There was a lot of people that were dedicated to keeping us out of Vietnam, out of South Vietnam, from North Vietnam. They didn't have the artillery. They didn't have the aircraft. They didn't have the tanks. They didn't have the technology. And what they had was an attitude and a willingness to fight. And they did a damn good job. And then you go to Afghanistan. The Taliban, who completely knocked out the Russian army there, supposedly one of the strongest in the world. Yeah, we helped them. We gave them arms, and we gave them the Stinger missiles that would knock down their aircraft. which was a big difference. But they didn't give up, and they were ruthless out there, and they were good fighters. So, you know, when you say things that, oh, what chance would you have? Think back in our revolution when those small bands of untrained militia came together to fight the British juggernaut who had won all the big battles. Well, remember that. If you have the will, and you have the will of the people, there's no way the government's going to impose themselves on us any more than they have, which they have in so many ways. People talk about, well, make it a law to wear a mask. You don't mind the seatbelt. Well, seatbelts save lives, and I feel safer with a seatbelt on, even though I haven't been in a big wreck since I was, you know, in my 20s, and I didn't have my seatbelt on then. And found out what it's like to go through a windshield, or at least partially through the windshield, and bounce back. But it's the type of thing is that you don't have to wear that seatbelt unless they catch you, and it's a $150 fine. There's so many other things, you know, but they're reaching into everywhere where you can't have a religious gathering, and you've got to show me, you've got to show me why people can't be evenly spaced out in a church. And you know, if you insist that they wear masks, that's fine. You know, now they're saying is that the Sundial Bridge, there's going to be a spike. Well, it's been almost 2 weeks. The rodeo, where people just got rabid about the rodeo, calling for the death, or not the death, but the firing of McGreeny, Sheriff McGreeny. And they're going after Chief Bill Shuler. Oh, you're not enforcing it. Oh, no, the Bethel, the group down at the bridge. If we're going to have thousands of cases, well, we haven't seen that yet. And then when we had the protest here on Court Street and the one down in Caldwell Park, and there was 1,500 people down there, no uptick. And now we've got 250,000 people around that. I mean, I don't know. They may have less. How can you count? You can get an idea, I guess. But it's Sturgis. And that's the other thing I got into Facebook with. People go into Sturgis. Oh, they're going to murder people. Well, you know what? You have to look at it like this. This is still a free country. That if you want to travel to a place that's open, that is having this event, that doesn't have mask laws and doesn't have laws about gathering, like South Dakota, and you get 200,000, let's just say the 250,000 people there. This is maybe the first time they have been able to leave their areas in, what, 5 months? So they ride their motorcycles, or they pull their motorcycles to Sturgis, stay in campgrounds, stay in motels, ride their bikes all over that whole surrounding area. And so what?
If you think it's dangerous there, then
Don't go. And that's what I said. Oh, but you don't understand. Blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah, I do understand. You know, I'm not going to live my life through fear. I've been in countries where people are actively trying to kill me. I've been in places. I've done that several times, as so many other veterans have. I'm not going to live my life in fear. When I went outside the wire, I armored up. And I'm here in COVID territory. I armor up. How do I armor up? I wash my hands, I sanitize my hands, and I wear a mask. I'm armored up. But guess what? If I still had my Harley, I'd be thinking this year would be the one to run to, just to get away, get out of this stuff, and lose yourself on a day-and-a-half ride to Sturgis, and then go out and see the Devil's Tower, go out and see Sundance, Wyoming, go down to Custer State Park, take a ride through the Painted Hills and the Petrified, just all of those things to get away and to, you know what, sit in a bar and have a beer. So one of the suggestions was, that's okay when your husband comes back, just quarantine him for 14 days. Okay, do that. You know, he doesn't come in the house. He just sleeps underneath his bike like he should do. Just be willing to put a little fear into the smug liberals. Trust me. There's people that tell me they like Linda and I, but they won't advertise because they don't like the tone of the show. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump chomping at the bit to find out all about the beginnings of something he has repeatedly called a witch hunt and an act of treason.
The president says he's eager to learn the results of the investigation into the origins of the Russia probe.
I believe it's bigger and far more far-reaching and far more powerful than anyone ever thought possible.
Mr. Trump tells the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt that the actions of Obama administration officials were disgraceful. Earlier this summer, Attorney General William Barr said he will not wait until after November's election to release whatever U.S. Attorney John Durham finds in his probe. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Chicago's mayor says a rioting and looting that gripped the city's famed Magnificent Mile this week was not about poor people stealing to feed themselves or about protected free speech. Lori Lightfoot says it was felony criminal conduct. Developments on the coronavirus front. Russia says it now has granted a vaccine regulatory approval. The number of cases worldwide has hit 20 million. COVID-19 has resurfaced in New Zealand after 102 days. And fingers are pointing as U.S. lawmakers debate the next round of coronavirus relief.
Minority Leader Charles Schumer says there's one basic reason for the stalemate.
President Trump and the Republican Party, certainly in the Senate, are not alive to the suffering of the American people.
Republican Mitch McConnell blasting Democrats for demanding nearly $1 trillion in bailout money for mostly blue states.
Republicans want to send cash now, right now, for schools, testing, and unemployment benefits, and argue over state bailouts later.
Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 350 points, back above 28,000 for the first time since late February, and the S&P is up 12 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I know that on those tablets Mr. Moses brought down is the commandment to not covet. But I'll confess, my neighbor and his lawnmower is making it tough. He's got this stand-behind, ride-along space shuttle that covers probably three times more space than my trusty old lawn boy. So, when we have who mows the fastest races, which are completely fabricated in my head, he has some impressive advantages that I just don't have. And at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're blessed to have a pretty special advantage of our own, and one that could be a big deal for you. Our team is lucky to be an arm of a bigger company that is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or new home purchase. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Middle Park Road, Millville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A demonstrator has died during violent protests in Belarus. The unrest follows Sunday's presidential election win by incumbent Alexander Lukashenko. The BBC's Sergei Goryashko reports from Moscow.
After a tense but relatively quiet day, the evening brought new escalation. Video reports coming from several locations in the center of Minsk are showing scenes of extreme violence. Unarmed protesters can be seen thrown to the ground and kicked. One video shows what appears to be special forces operatives in full gear carrying lethal weapons running towards civilian protesters. One Belarusian media outlet reported their journalist had been shot and wounded.
Lebanon's prime minister has stepped down from his job in the wake of the catastrophic explosion in Beirut that's triggered public outrage, saying that he's come to the conclusion that corruption in the country is bigger than the state. News and analysis at townhall.com. It is not an uncommon stop along the NBA's learning curve.
Even for number one picks like Zion Williamson was a year ago, winning takes time. The last player to go from being the top overall selection one year to a playoff game start of the very next season was Derrick Rose. That was more than a decade ago. LeBron James needed 3 years to make the playoffs. John Wall needed 4 seasons. So did Kyrie Irving, his wait ending in large part because James returned to Cleveland. This wasn't the rookie year Williamson envisioned, but again, even for number one picks, the path is rarely easy. Jeremy House reporting.
The St. Louis Cardinals continue to have their schedule altered after eight players tested positive for the coronavirus. Major League Baseball says the Cardinals' scheduled Thursday doubleheader against the Detroit Tigers has been postponed. Again on Wall Street, the Dow up 320 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, it's the 11th of August, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Let me see. What's the weather look like today and tomorrow and the next day? You're so literal. Ashley is so literal.
I am.
I'll ask her something, and she'll answer the question. And then, you know, a day goes by, and I go, what about this? And then she tells me the answer to that. And I said, why didn't you tell me that yesterday? You didn't ask.
I'm sorry.
I didn't realize that you were, you know, I didn't realize that that was part, you know, of the, and it's true. Sometimes it has nothing to do, but it, I usually link it somehow through, gosh, esoteric means. I go, well, doesn't this have something to do with this? Well, she says, well, yeah, they both have wires. That was my favorite answer. Well, yes, they both have wires, but that's the only thing they have in common, Carl.
Well, okay.
And I sit back down.
I've made the mistake a few too many times of assuming there are connections that people are interested in hearing when they really just want the answer. So it's safer to default to just give the answer, which in this particular case means we are looking at a high of 100 degrees today with a low of 65 overnight. We are looking at a slight south wind coming up in the afternoon, but it's going to pick up overnight to gusts as high as 21 miles per hour, so if you have anything outdoors, just make sure it's heavy and tacked down. Tomorrow is going to be our coolest day of the week with a high of 97 degrees, and then Thursday we're bumping back up to about what it is today. Friday we're jumping to 107. It's going to be our warmest for the foreseeable future. Weekend is just looking hot, and just like if you have a pool, great, use it in the morning. But it's going to be warm.
It's going to be warm. Hey, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that does so much for our community in so many different ways. Discounts for seniors and veterans, you can give them a call, 365-3793. Shasta Region is on their way in right now. They got hung up in a meeting. So going on, the people, feel free in saying things in the chat room. And your friends won't advertise because of the tone. There must be conservatives. The tone is nothing but center left. I find that interesting. So here's my offer here, Jolly One. You want a show on the station? Give me a call after I get off the air. I put on almost every show. There are some shows I don't put on for a variety of reasons. One was because the animals were talking to him, and he felt like everybody needed to know what the animals were thinking. And I thought that probably wasn't.
This might not be the best. This
may not be
for them.
It may not be the best. But yeah, if you've got something to say, here's the thing: is if you have something to say, why don't you just call? We have plenty of open line days where you can call and express your beliefs. That's what this whole station is about, my friends. Is when we started this 10 years ago. It was to give the community a voice. We have more local programming on our station. Probably you'll find anywhere, maybe from Sacramento North, more local programming. I believe we're the only show around here that gives people an hour at a time to talk to their boards of supervisor people. We're having candidates for city council on Friday. People that you've probably maybe never heard of before that are running for city council. There's, I think, seven. We're going to have every one of them on as I find them to get them on the show so you can listen to what they believe, what they want to do for our city. You get to ask questions. That's what this whole, that's what our whole premise is. is when you've, you know, if you have, we have a congressman on, call and ask him a question. If we have the city council on, call and ask a question. If there's something that you don't like, and many times people call and say, hey, did you know this? I just don't think this is fair. They call. That's what this whole thing is about. You know, we don't censor anybody here unless, of course, you're calling for death and destruction or you're using hyphenated words. Then we have our little dump button right there that I paid $1,500 for 10 years ago, and we've used like 7 times over 10 years.
But it's been worth it. And
it's been
if
worth
you're listening
it.
Online, it doesn't filter
yeah.
you.
It doesn't filter people online. That's true. I'm sorry. But if you're online, you hear what comes out of the microphones goes directly online. But what goes across our airwaves is we have that chance to delete it if somebody says uses one of the 7 words that George Carlin said. You know, and now those words have extended on to other words, unfortunately. I'm not that politically correct that I won't use those words. Because
we don't
part
need
of
me
the,
hitting the dumb button repeatedly.
No, I'm not talking about the deadly 7. I'm talking about there's, you know, people are saying, oh, you know, if you wear a Hawaiian shirt, you're a white supremacist. Really? Do you really believe that? You know, there's this one small group called Boogaloo, and that's what they wear is Hawaiian shirts. So you want to do away with Hawaiian shirts? Really? So what is Redding going to do? The Redding tuxedo is a pair of shorts and a Hawaiian shirt during the summer, men and women. You know, so to say that somebody's racist because they are wearing a Hawaiian shirt is saying they're racist because they're born in Valdosta, Georgia. They're automatically racist. So this whole thing. I was hoping to meet Sunday as well, be a part of the solutions, meet allies, go forward and take actions. Some only safe at keyboard level. And I like what you're saying. We're not designed to be an echo chamber, but rather a learning environment. For those interested in local issues, we try to cover all the local issues, and some of the local issues are just they've done it wrong, in my opinion. I think closing down the restaurants is totally wrong. I think trying to, you know, ride that horse that very narrow horse and trying to walk, you know, keep the state off your back at the same time, trying to be fair to your citizens. You've got at some point, you've got to come over on the side of the citizens and just say, well, you know, as somebody called in yesterday, they said, we're going to get $18 million from the state. Great. How much have we lost in tax revenue over this 5 months for keeping everything shut down? It's got to be more than $18 million. So.
And I believe that $18 million is going directly to Health and Human Services to fight COVID.
Well, but I think there's other things, too. I think the county gets reimbursed for the things that they've done. They spent like $3 million, I think is what they said. Anyway. So there, jolly one. You have something to say? I am more than happy to have you come on. We're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community oriented. This is a bank that believes in this community. They are locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors. They care about this community. They've shown it in so many different ways. And you can learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop by 2 branches here in town at 1845 California Street, downtown Reading. And the other one out at the old Rayleigh Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. They're moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
Still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right to someone's night, whose car's parked next door.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to P5 Radio. Here in the studio is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your center-left radio station. Leaning further to the left every day. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm probably never going to be as far right as some people want. It's just, you know, I just won't be.
Well, let's just be reasonable.
You know what? But I think I'm like most of America. That I think most of America, frankly, is center and then leans to the right. Yeah, I just truly believe that. I don't think they lean to the left or hard left. No, there's on those groups that do. Anyway, it is 8:18 in the morning here on the 11th of August, 76 degrees out there, going up to 100 today. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. They're not political at all, so you can go down there and feel safe. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Great people down there, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Good morning.
We're still not seeing this. We're not seeing these large numbers.
Well, first of all, I'd like to apologize for being a little tardy this morning. I was picking up my favorite Hawaiian shirt and then listening to you on my way in.
Boy, oh boy.
So you didn't realize as soon as you put on that Hawaiian shirt that you were a member of the Boogaloo supremacist.
I never even heard of what you're talking about.
I'll send you a link, buddy.
For listeners out there, they're both wearing almost exactly the same color shirt right now.
We call each other.
It's maybe the color, but his has patterns on it. Mine's plain. We didn't call each other to say, hey, what color are you wearing?
And I'll tell you, one of my biggest attractors, the reason why I moved up here was because I get to pretty much wear a Hawaiian shirt in the summertime and don't have to wear a suit. And it just, I'm going to continue to wear them and ignore those people. So, there we go. Anyhow, what's happening at Shasta?
Well, no, my question was, we're not seeing the COVID explosion here in Shasta County. You go down to Butte County. Well, how many did they have the other?
They had 150 new cases over the weekend, I believe.
Yeah.
So I thought it was more. I thought they had like 151 days. So that was the weekend.
Yeah. And I think we had 43 over the weekend.
Over the weekend.
Yeah.
That's right. The difference is, what is it, more Chico State?
Well, I don't know. I've been to Chico a couple of times. It looks a little more compact to me than you know, it's got the 100,000 in the city, which I believe is the same population as Redding, but Redding is a lot more spread out.
60 square miles.
Yeah. And so, you know, and who knows what, you know, I don't know if they've got their restaurants open down there, if they're not abiding by.
No, this is Butte County. You know,
they're more vigilant about it than we are.
Oh, yeah. No, they're all over it. They're all
you know, the reality is this is a real contagious disease. It just is. And, you know, I do get everybody concerns opening schools. That's a whole another topic you can debate all day. So it's hard to say why they have more than we do. It is,
you know, because like I said, unless it's the Chico State might be one of the reasons, but I can't.
So are they back in class?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, well, yeah,
I think
you know,
they're back in school.
Yeah, I think they've had some problems in Georgia with that because they all went back to school on August 1st, and there's a few that they're shutting down because they've seen some rise in COVID there.
Yeah.
And social media pictures of people not distancing or wearing masks, and that's just foolish.
So I got into my little, you know, I don't usually do this, but I got into my little Facebook tussle over Sturgis, you know, South Dakota, where, you know, 250,000 of my closest friends went without me.
In their Hawaiian shirts,
right. I've ridden my Harley in a Hawaiian shirt before. When I had a Harley.
There you go.
Yeah, somebody says, good morning. Also, like an interesting chat day. Oh, yeah, it's been very interesting today. Thank you for tuning in to your center left, maybe even station today. So those people are there. They don't have mask edicts. They don't have anything.
And then they're all going to go back to their communities. Too.
Yeah, but, you know, what I said was is that it is still a free country. People know what COVID is. There's no surprises there about COVID. And that there have been other groups this large, maybe not all at one spot, but when you look at all the protests, when you add up how many hundreds of thousands of people were packed together, at least there, you know, at Sturgis, you're out riding your bike, and you've got space there. You know, you go into the bars and stuff, you know, but...
Most of the activities are outside, though, right? I've never been there, but that's what I've heard.
Most of the activities are outside. Yeah. You got the campgrounds there. People are not... You know, I mean, they'll have concerts out there. At least I think they will. And, you know, people, but they're outside the concerts.
Yeah. And then I think they're getting half of the people that normally show up this year.
Yeah. So, 250,000. But if you add up people who have been in all these marches, it's probably well over a million. And yet everybody says, oh, no, there's never been a link to protest and marches to a spike in COVID. But
sure that that's not true, but
well, that's not true.
Yeah,
well, there has been.
Of course.
Well, I haven't seen it. That's why I said it.
Yeah. No, of course there has. I think we'll probably see a little spike from our little sundial activity we had.
Well,
that's probably what we saw over the weekend.
You think so?
Well, you know, it's like a 7-14 day kind of thing, and I think that was a couple weeks ago. So 43 for us over the weekend. You know, not a big number, but still a little higher than our normal run rate. For sure.
Okay, we'll see what happens this week. Yeah. Here's a question. What does Casey think of the sudden resignation of the California Public Health Director?
I caught a little bit of that on the news this morning.
And my understanding is it has to do with some, I guess, some delay in reporting of testing and positive cases, that type of stuff. And so I think that I always like it when people take personal responsibility for.
Well, they're having problems with their database.
Yeah, and that's which led to the delay in the reports, right. and then of course that compounds into our delay of response, and so that's what I think everybody really needs to understand is when we get flaws in reporting and delays, and then we just have a delay in response, or we make the wrong choice. So,
well, this Ashley just handed this to me. This is the Shasta County Health and Human Services, the COVID thing.
Sure.
And something I didn't see earlier when I looked at it. Today's update includes cases from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's right.
It also includes a backlog of tests that were transferred from the yep. state after a problem with the database. So we may have had
That's right.
a lot more people's results coming back yep. maybe from a couple weeks ago. So
yep.
The rest of the tests should come in today. We'll see.
Yep. And again, those type of delays in information does lead to the wrong, could potentially lead to wrong decision making. So I think it's probably the right thing for her to do.
If this is just something that's been in the news lately is Dr. George Dohm with the
yes.
his suggestion that betadine
right.
could be a way of helping to fight the COVID by using the solution with a nasal spray
yep.
In your nose.
Yeah, it's betadine.
Betadine, which for 30 years has killed bacteria in this. And then I started looking up other studies on it and found that this is not new. It's all been studied and the results just coming out like now. And some people seem to think that the Health and Human Services says, it'll work. They used the term, this could work, but it's too difficult for people to do, which.
Well, yeah, so, and again, Dr. Dohm's a very good friend of mine. And we talked extensively about this last week, about going public with it. And he has, he just wants to do the right thing for humanity. Okay, there's no,
yeah,
this isn't something you could just go manufacture and make $1 billion and then retire on an island somewhere. These are chemicals that have been around forever.
Yeah, you can buy them over the counter.
And they're on back order now thanks to the articles, but.
Well, no, this lady across the street, she literally went online immediately,
yeah.
and she gave me a bottle. She gave me a bottle of it, so I can snort it.
Go get one now. But again, I think at this point, he has met with Senator Dalley, I believe.
Well, he's met with Congressman LaMoffa.
Sorry, LaMoffa.
Yeah, they had a meeting in Chico.
That's right. So I think it's making its way up to – it's going to make its way up to the White House, I think it's going to make it onto the national news probably this evening.
Mm-hmm.
And it is something that has been used to treat other viruses that's been effective. I read the response from county today, or yesterday from county health.
Mm-hmm.
And, I get the response, but, people are going to wear masks versus people are not going to wear masks. So people are going to do this process for prevention, with the betadine, or they're not going to do this. I don't think we should make decisions on denying access to masks or this based on the fact that the people that won't use it. So
yeah, I mean that to me that was totally I'm not saying anything about the doctor, but to me,
sure.
to say that yes, this could work, but people
right.
are to
That's
me
right.
I took that people are too stupid or lazy to use it. Now I don't he didn't say that of course, but
no.
that's kind of the way you can take it. It's going to be too hard for them to use. No, the other part is that this is not the silver bullet that
nope.
People are looking for,
no.
but what I look at this as it gives us another cartridge in the magazine to fight this thing.
Well, theoretically, it could buy time till we develop the vaccine, and so you could use it as a preventative measure, and it has been proven to be effective. The studies that they're talking about are being done, I believe, at Stanford at this point, and they're not going to be, unfortunately, they're not going to be available for a year. And that's
I'd looked up studies that they've done in Singapore at Duke and Singapore that they've been using these in other countries that are coming out really strong for this.
Yeah, well, and I know I do know first line workers in Reading that are using it. So and that was before I was even made aware of it. I would have liked them to share it with me, but that's okay. You know.
When you walk
half of them only work for me, but that's okay. Yeah, that's all right.
You walk in, everybody's snorting some up their nose, and you go, well, what are you doing?
Oh, no, they're hiding in closets doing it, because they don't want anybody. Here, let me try some of that. But, you know, the reality is that it's effective. There have been some people using it.
I can see the emergency room. Yeah, every time they touch somebody, it comes back, give me a snort. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, well, and I think it's four times a day. I'm not, you know, I'm sure that the guidelines will come out once this goes national, but Dr. Dohm's whole, you know, to get it out there was just so this, you know, stop all of these deaths. Stop, you know, there's just people dying every day from this disease, and it's
well, this is his way of, you know, he says, right. Look, I know we've been using for 30 years. We do it when we're doing the nasal, we work on the nasal cavities. He says, I'm going down to visit my daughters, all who live in L.A., and I, you know, so his daughters are using it. He uses it. He's not here to, and I tell you what, since he said it, he's not here to make money or anything. No. He just wants to have people have this option out there that can help, you know, can, you know, potentially prevent these this virus from going down into your throat. He also said if you gargle with a weak solution of the betadine.
Yeah, there's a weaker version of it. And I think
you just add water. You just add water to it.
It's like a 10% betadine versus the 62.5 or whatever for the. I mean, don't quote me on the numbers and listen to the scientists because I just play one on TV. And so. You know, I think that once that does come out and there are some national guidelines established, and hopefully they embrace this because it's an option, and it's a good option. And I go back to the whole mask thing. You know, it's like, look, okay, so we wear masks for other people's protection, right? Right. We don't do it for ourselves.
Right.
And so the people that don't want to wear masks, you know. How about we give them a little card? They sign it. They're right away. They don't have to wear the mask. We can put them in a database, and then the next time they need surgery in the hospital, nobody in the room will wear masks because we don't. Well, hold on a second. We don't wear masks for ourselves in the OR. We wear it for the patient.
Uh-huh.
So you know it's the same kind of concept, and so it's just like okay, fine. We acknowledge your right not to wear the mask, and we also acknowledge your right not to use this particular product. But that shouldn't influence a decision not to allow it to be available to people that want it.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, that's just an analogy.
Okay. I want to take a break and right now, and when we come back, there's other things going on in the medical world that I'd like to speak to you about.
Sure.
And things that are going on around here that, and, you know, new systems and all these things that are there for one reason. It's to help people to recover their health.
And don't worry, everybody. We'll wear masks during your surgery.
Okay. Somebody else said.
Carl looks very concerned when I said that.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I can see you've got it back now. You're back on horse.
Oh
again.
Boy, yeah, it's 20. It's going to be nice to get 20 in the bag. You know what I mean?
This is something. This is something that kids today will talk to their grandkids about.
This is like 2008. It was nice to have it in the bag, and now it's all
move on. Let's move on. There's nothing to see here anymore. Let's move on. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. They work by appointments only. You can give them a call at 244-9478. This is the best place in the world to get a haircut. There's 10 minutes between each customer coming in there, so they sanitize the chair, their instruments, all of that stuff, and. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. That's truly, that is the truth. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. We'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
In the morning, I fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever. That is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started long ago.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 76 degrees out there right now, going up to 100 today, not as bad as yesterday. But still a little warm out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call, 365-3793, 8:38 in the morning here on the 11th of August. My guest is Casey Fatch, the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And things that are going on at the hospital.
Yes.
I know that you've always got something new coming in there, or y'all are doing something there, too.
We certainly do.
Yeah. So what's the latest?
Well, the latest, let's see. So yesterday we had our radiation physicist in, and he is doing some testing on our new 128-slice CT scanner. I was informed yesterday, much to my pleasure, that the weight limit for the table, and this is good because it's going to help us out a lot here, is going to be 650 pounds. And so,
650 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
What,
yeah.
You're going to put what small, what, put ponies
well,
on
you know,
it?
You'd be surprised. There's,
oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been in other markets where we've had to actually, the scanners that we had, either the patient wasn't, or the scanner wasn't big enough for the patient to fit into, or there was just too much weight. And so we had to take them down to zoos and places that had CAT scanners to do that. I'm not kidding. You know, and, but so here, this is going to be real, this is something that's going to be really fortunate for our community. So we'll be able to, you know, anybody with that type of weight capacity will be able to,
okay.
Be able to get a
well,
scan.
Yeah, you know what? But, that is true. I mean, there's people out there that weigh 400 pounds and
that's
need
right.
help. Yeah.
That's right. And then also, just the pure technology will be able to do cardiac imaging. So there's a lot of things that we'll be able to do on this scanner that we can't do. I believe it's the first 128 slice scanner in the North State. So it's going to really set us far apart.
So what advantage is that?
It's a lot quicker, and then also the imaging, the 3D reconstruction for the imaging that's done, where the doctor can say they do a vascular scan of the brain, and they can manipulate the image and get different views where they couldn't get before, and pick out blockages in areas that were obscured otherwise. So this is a pretty big game changer for us.
Then the Da Vinci, and I keep calling it the XI. Is it the 11?
Yeah, it's the XI. It's the
XI. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you're using that. Of course, the Da Vinci system there is a robotic system that allows the doctor there to have a three-dimensional look, a lot less invasive and all that. But
right.
Do you use that? I know that you use it, you know, for, you know, prostates and other, you know, I don't even know what all the things you use. Can you use it up in the heart area?
Actually, it's interesting you bring that up. There is some technology that does allow the Da Vinci to be used for certain cardiac procedures, and we are currently taking a look at that. So that's something that we would obviously do in consultation with Dr. Mazur, our cardiac surgeon and the cardiologist. But he'd be the main driver of that. But that is something that we are looking at to try to get away from the thoracotomy and do more of the procedures in the heart through smaller tubes, so you don't have to have your chest opened. And we're right at the beginning of looking at that, and we're at this point 40% down the road of getting the TAVR program started here, which is the transaortic valve replacement. And that just basically goes through a tube, and we can replace your aortic valve instead of you having to go and have a open heart, you know, just have your heart, your chest open.
I know somebody that may have to go down to Sacramento now because of that, that they can need a valve replaced where they can run it up through your leg or something.
Yeah. And we are working with UC Davis because we send pretty much all of our cases down there. And they've been gracious enough to help us, because – again, it's really a burden on the population here, and that's what we've been taking a look at, is the programs that we can keep people here, you know, because you have to go down for your initial workup, then you have to go back down for your consultation, then you have to go back down for your procedure, then you have to go back down for your follow-up. So it's not just one trip.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's a good drive. That's a good drive for, especially for seniors. And so if this is something that they can help us up here and still use their expertise and their experience as a university, helping us get our program off the ground. It's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, and this is a valve replacement that with this new technology, they can just run up there and replace the valve. I mean, just by, you don't have to crack the chest.
It is amazing technology. It's an amazing piece of equipment and has a long lifespan, and it's been very effective. The results are, you know, phenomenal. And so it's something I'm looking forward to bringing to the community.
Okay. We're here with Casey Fatch, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Since Casey's been here, it's been now, what, 3 years?
Oh, well, it seems like it, but two and a half.
Two and a half. I mean, the other day I said, well, what, is this your first year? And he goes, no, this is my second year here. So two and a half years. You started that 5150 ward.
That's right, we did.
Where people that are danger to themselves or others, before, right, there was really no place to put them.
That's right.
And you opened up a ward so you could keep them and get them stabilized.
Yep, and it's working pretty well, actually. We've had a lot of positive results out of there.
So it's either for 3 days or longer if with the court, if the court says, yeah, you got to keep them longer.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, there's a lot of decisions that go into that, but yes, there can be a 3 day or a 14 day.
And you've stepped up with the VA in your offering.
We are doing what we can with the VA to work with them. They're a great bunch of people. We really enjoy working with them and taking care of their patients. And
again, to keep people from having to make that trip down to Mesa.
That's right. Down to wherever they have to go, because sometimes it's Frisco, sometimes it's Sacramento. It just depends what the service is.
Yeah.
Those are long trips. I don't like to drive to San Francisco for a lot of reasons. So
there's a number of things. You brought in the Da Vinci. You have these other things that you're all working on. I know you're reaching out in the community, doing so many different things. You've even to the point of giving up parking spaces for a local business.
Yeah, we have. We have one of our parking lots. Which is the closest to the main downtown area. We do allow the city to use that, and that seems to be working out pretty well.
Yeah, so it's not just people coming into the hospital.
That's right.
Okay, we're with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Region. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Carl in the Dubai. Linda's on assignment today. Be back tomorrow as we welcome the Chamber of Commerce and Cornerstone Community Bank's Business of the Month coming in here, talking about what they've done. And we have the newest, or one of the people running for office will be on Friday morning, Monique. We'll be on Friday morning at 8. Randall Hempling will join me on Thursday at being my co-host. And we'll got a number of things we're going to be discussing that day. But I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. In fact, Randall Hempling used to be the CEO.
That's right, he did.
Of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Several years ago, and then
it's been a while.
Somebody came in, and then he came back again for like 90 right. days, and then you right. and then you came.
And thanks to Randall, because it was a nice, smooth handoff. That's for sure.
He's a good guy. He's a total pro. Yep. When we get into the hospital, there's still are you allowing visitors in yet or not?
Selectively. You know, it's just we're doing it on a case by case basis, just because it's just too much of a risk at this point.
Okay. Yeah. You see in so many different places, but we haven't had that rush that other hospitals have,
right.
where the people are burning out. They're losing their medical people because they're just exhausted. So we haven't. Thank God we haven't reached that point.
No, we haven't. One of the things we have seen up until about last week, when things started slowing down a little bit, is we did see an initial rush of people that came in that probably would have come in to seek services in March and April, but postponed it.
For the emergency rooms.
Well,
yeah.
ER, surgery,
oh, okay.
Just general admissions, just generally being sick. Okay, now I feel safe to go back to the hospital. And they were probably a little sicker than they would have been if they would have come in earlier. Or certainly not their fault, certainly. It's just how the times played out, unfortunately. But we seem to be getting everybody better and getting them back home. And, so the staff for the summer were a little more worked than their usual. Because we're almost at wintertime levels, patients. But what else are you going to do when it's 108 outside? You might as well be in the air conditioned hospital and save lives. So,
somebody being nice
well.
To you. Yeah.
Works out pretty well.
That leads to other things too.
Sure.
Then if somebody comes in and needs to be admitted into the hospital with COVID, what happens? What is that procedure? Because you hear, okay, they've been admitted into the hospital.
Right. Yeah,
what are the procedures then?
Well, they come into they generally come in through the emergency room. What we call the pre-hospitalization providers, which are the paramedics, will make a call to the emergency room and say, we're coming in with a suspected COVID case. And we have a system that basically puts somebody out to do a rapid test or a COVID test, and then we will isolate them into the emergency room, into a space where it's a special room, and then they go straight upstairs to an isolation room. So there's no chance of anybody getting there's no chance of it being contracted mm-hmm. along the way by anybody else. So
okay, so
we've got a pretty good system down. And we've had it since we had the measles last year. We learned it with SARS. We learned it. This is just something that hospitals have been doing for a long time. So it's pretty routine for us.
Okay, so once they're in there and they're in the room, what do you do? Just watch them, or what's the therapy?
Well, so
for
it's
them?
A negative pressure room, right? Uh-huh. And so it's vented through HEPA filters out into the to outside. And it just depends on what their condition is. Some people will come in asymptomatic, and those people will send home, and they'll self-quarantine. Some people will come in with a fever. But generally the ones that we keep, fevers, coughs, whatever, there's a lot of different symptoms. But the ones that come in that look like they're compromised because they've got some other comorbidity like heart disease or like COPD or something, maybe advanced diabetes, and don't look like they're doing as well to fight the disease off, we'll admit them and then just treat them accordingly depending on what their issues are.
Okay. And what is the ventilators?
Yeah.
When is that used?
When the patient's oxygen saturations will drop down, and so that tells us how much oxygen is in the blood, mm-hmm. and they'll make a determination to put them on a ventilator at that point.
Okay.
For support.
So not everybody that has COVID will be admitted.
That's right.
Probably the majority of them don't. And then only if you're having symptoms that are showing that a person's in distress.
That's right. Yeah, that's generally and generally the distress manifests through respiratory, because that's, you know, the breathing is the easiest one for us to and the most common. So
okay. Well, the I know you were talking about the emergency room. Mm-hmm. I remember back when this thing first started, it was almost surreal. Not just here, but in emergency rooms across the country, they were just, like, empty.
Yeah, we, again, I think we were at, we had lost 40 to 50% of our normal volume. Everybody just stayed home and stayed away for, you know, for their personal reasons. And there was a lot of stuff out in the press that was indicating that, you know, don't go to the emergency room type of stuff. And it wasn't, the message shouldn't have been don't go to the emergency room. It should have been go to the emergency room, but if you think you have COVID, call ahead.
Yeah.
And so I just think a lot of information got missed.
There was a lot of information being flowing back then.
And I mean, I remember back in March when we were on the show, early March, and you know, the WHO hadn't even declared a pandemic yet, and CDC hadn't declared a pandemic yet. We were just right at the beginning of this, and it was just the great unknown. You know, we had no idea. And then coming out later that there was some knowledge of how contagious the disease was, but it just wasn't released out to the general public for whatever reason by the WHO. So I think that, you know, we're looking into the great unknown, and we're still, at this point, we're working on therapies, we're working on vaccines, we're working on more rapid testing, and this stuff just doesn't happen, unfortunately, overnight. So here we are.
Do you think, sidebar, somebody came in the other day and showed me he'd been traveling to Colorado. So he was down in San Francisco International Airport. He showed me photos of the areas in there, totally empty.
Well,
San Francisco Airport. I mean, there wasn't he took the long shot down the, you know, where all the people are waiting to get on flights. Yeah. There wasn't one person in this.
No, and all the restaurants are closed, and all the shops are closed in the airports. And I was reading an article the other day that's going to take the airline industry till 2024 to get back to where it was, the way we knew it.
Did we learn anything about the, you know, there's so many people that say, you know, we've had other epidemics that have come through our country. We didn't react like this. Have you learned anything about this? I mean, is COVID going to go away, or is this going to be like year round? I'm asking a non-medical.
Exactly.
And so, but
you know, if any of us think that COVID is going to go away for a while, this thing is here to stay until we figure out how to deal with it.
Don't think it's going to end on November 3rd?
No.
After the day of the election, it's over?
No.
Okay. So. Well, then, but how long can we continue? I mean, this is just you and me speaking. How long can we do this?
Well, I think it'll eventually play out to either herd immunity, all right? Uh-huh. It becomes a non-relevant disease, you know, but once everybody gets it, or we get a vaccine. It's just that simple. It really is. So
many people have been exposed to it but have no symptoms, or that they've recovered from it on their own.
And that's where the antibody test comes.
Well, when are they going to start doing that?
I don't know what to tell you on that. That's it's available. There's some labs in Sacramento doing it. Some people, I do know some people that are having it done to see if they've been exposed, but it's available. It's out there.
Okay. So. All right. We're Casey Fetch.
Let me leave you with one last
last
COVID thought, though. So as a result of this shutdown, one of the things that we're going to see in 13 years after this, all right, is we are going to have, we're going to have a big birth spike this year.
Right.
Right, because everybody's been locked down.
Right.
And so we are going to see a bunch of quarantines in 33, okay? quarantine.
2033?
2033, yeah. Right. So we'll have like a bunch of 13-year-olds will be known as quarantines. You're welcome.
Quarantine.
Yeah. We'll get that out there better. Anyhow, but no, I think I do think that once science does start to get a real foothold in this, and I think that they're making some headway, that we'll it'll be with us for a bit, but we'll be able to manage it better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot for being with us here today.
Always a pleasure.
Well, you know, let's take our Boogaloo shirts and
and
have a great day.
Yeah.
So.
You do the same, sir.
All of those people out here on our center left station. Yeah. You know what? That you know what? People, when they say that, it doesn't bother me, but it was funny, and so I've said it like three times. So thank you for brightening my day up, jolly one.
Just keep wearing those Hawaiian shirts, folks.
There you go. Tomorrow, Chamber of Commerce and Cornerstone Community Bank talking about what's going on with our businesses around town. This is going to be interesting. Have a great day. Yeah. Remember, it's going to be 100, so it's a little bit cooler, but it still gets up to like 140 in a closed car. So it's be careful with that. And remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
My ground, and I won't back.